Welcome to another episode of Blackhawks Insider. It's game day, so it's time to hear from the head coach himself. Luke Richardson previews tonight's game and provides commentary on trending topics. So without further ado, here's Coach.
Well, alongside the head coach, Luke Richardson, Darren Pang. Oh, Darren Robert Pang and Associates, I said early on, but I don't have any associates, so I'm just going to stick with Darren Pang. Coach, morning skate, couple of days off after having some real successful two games, and you got to like your feeling. You got an optional skate today, energized group yesterday, and is this maybe as confident as you've seen this group all season long?
Yeah, since the beginning of the year, I thought we got off to okay start, and we were playing pretty good, but, you know, we lost some guys to injury for a while, and it depleted the lineup. And, we just had different lines going, different power play groups, different penalty killing groups, and got a little bit off track. But I like how we're getting healthy and the guys are reacting and enjoying the game right now.
And have you seen Landon this morning? And it had, you know, he seems to be a very energetic person, very positive person. Anything he might have mentioned this morning as you get ready for his first NHL game?
No, not much today. Just let him be. Yesterday, I talked to him a little bit after practice, and he seems real excited and bright player, bright person. So I'm looking forward to seeing what he brings tonight. I know he's going to definitely have some energy out there, and that'll be great. And maybe even try and get him on some penalty killing because he's a good skater and seems to be a smart player. So we'll see how it goes against a real tough opponent, so it'll be a good test.
Yeah, I was going to say that about the penalty kill. It's probably important for a guy played 4 years of college hockey. It's a different league right here, but to find himself and to have a niche. So if he can learn how to be a good penalty killer here, he can learn how to be a real reliable player for you.
Absolutely, and it just makes you more aware because you have to be when you're down a man. It's 5-on-4 out there. You have to be really aware of your positioning and your stick. And that just, I think, it creeps into your 5-on-5 game. And I think that just makes you a real reliable, responsible player. So I think that's a good place for him to start.
I'll go to the other side of it then, from penalty kill two of the power play. Last 20 attempts, you've got 10 goals, 50% margin. So I know it's taken a long time, and I know the guys have put in a great deal of work. But it seems now when they jump over the boards, I guess you had said it earlier, when you don't want to shoot the puck, and you're looking for the next play, it's probably because you're not confident. And now we're seeing maybe the opposite end of that spectrum.
I really like our shot selection now, and I think it's the attack mode is right there. So you know when you break down the other team on an entry or a face-off or just having the patience to move it around to find where their crack is, I think we're really doing a good job of pinpointing that and attacking. And you know what, even yesterday in practice, I thought we're going to continue to work at it. That's what got us here. So we got to continue to work at it and get better. And the guys took it upon themselves. They went out even earlier than our early practice and worked on the 4-on-3, just those guys that have that opportunity to get out there and worked on a few different ideas, a few plays on their own. And so I love it. And then when we started the 5-on-4 practice yesterday at the beginning, usually we're on them about move the puck quicker, we're on them yelling. We didn't have to say one word yesterday. They were snapping it around. So they're realizing the work they put in, how it's working, and they're going to continue to just try and grow.
I know they're out early, but when Connor Bedard shows up at 5 a.m., is that a little bit too early for the power play?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if he was here that early. I was the first one here yesterday at 6, so he wasn't there yet, but he was still the last guy leaving after I left. So he's there definitely first, probably on the player's side. And he puts his work in, and he enjoys being at the rink. That's what he loves.
I know you're likely biased like all of us that have seen him all the time, and the Calder trophies, you know, what are we now, 14, 15 games away for both Brock Faber and maybe the goaltender in Carolina and Connor, but these last two games, do you not get the feeling, like maybe I do and many others, that he just grabbed a hold of the top of that trophy and said, that one's going to be mine?
Well, I'm sure he got everybody's attention again, for sure. We're not surprised, but I don't think anybody is, but I think when you're out for five, six weeks. It's not that you're out of sight, out of mind, and they forget about you, but they kind of do because other people were doing well. It'll be interesting when we play Minnesota. I think it's in early April. That'll be a great matchup because there's a couple good candidates on their team, and we'll see where they're at that point. And I think that'll be a big game for them to kind of light it up.
I'll continue on that theme too, Luke, because you mentioned a second ago about LA, and they're a team that's in the playoffs and they've had their ups and downs, but they're a strong team down the middle, size, experience, and will this would this be a, like a obviously a big challenge, but for even for Connor to go up against the likes of a Kopitar, and if it's not Kopitar, it's maybe a Dubois. If it's not a Dubois, then maybe it's a Dano. So pretty good three.
Yeah, no, we're going to have to, and not just Connor, but definitely a good test for Connor, but we're going to have some rugby matches there in the face-off circle where you tie up and get your D and your wingers on the sides to help, because they're big, they're strong, and they're good. We know that, so, and we're kind of ready and preparing for it. Same as the power play. We realize we've done great on the power play, and some of that has been winning faceoffs and getting it going right away. So we're going to have to be really alert tonight to try and win faceoffs, because there's hard to find clips on their team where they lose faceoffs and see what the other team does, because they usually win them and get them down the ice. So let's try and save that 10-20 seconds and try and use it in the offensive zone. So I think you're right. I think it's going to be a team effort tonight in that face-off circle. So, you know, part of that is having the centers usually take charge there and talk about it, and they call the face-off play. So if they're going to call a tie-up and help, we might have to do that early just to get a feel of the game.
And looking at matchups then, is it a pick your poison for the Dickinson line that's been so good checking all the other teams' top lines?
Yeah, I think so. I think this team has got three really good balanced lines, like the third line with Kempe on that line could be your most dangerous one. And so we got to make sure we're prepared, that everybody has to be alert and responsible defensively, because they're a good team that attacks quick and they have a lot of bodies around the net. So we got to be big and help the D there.
You said Arvid Soderblom's going to get the nod?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, Coach, thanks for all this. Great morning chat, big guy. Good hot stoving. Go in the locker room, maybe get on the bike for another little bit.
I've done my share, so thank you. But you can take the charge of the bike this afternoon.
I'll try, Coach. Thanks.
That does it for another episode of Blackhawks Insider. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. And tune back in every time your Chicago Blackhawks lace up. And thanks to Southside Jake for the tracks on this podcast. You can also find him on Spotify, so be sure to give him a follow.